Congrats on Ferris State football, another championship, and it wasn't even close. 41-14. Did you guys expect a little closer game than this?
Well, you know, it was kind of an unusual year coming off what was a fantastic year ago, winning the national championship for the first time in 2021. You know, we had a great nucleus back, but really struggled offensively for a large part of the year. Fortunately, our defense was outstanding this season, really played well, and we kind of put it together at the end. So played our best football the last couple games. You know, Mines was a great team going into that championship game, but I think our guys were up to the challenge and really wanted that victory. And, you know, that experience we had a year ago really helped, I think, in that title game.
Do you have a lot of guys playing in their second straight championship game there? Really helped you out?
Yes, we did. And, you know, in fact, we actually had a few guys that were there in 2018 that played in the national title game as well when we got beat by Valdosta State. So we had, you know, I think a handful of guys that were playing in their third national championship game. So that experience, you know, really was huge for our program in terms of being able to get off to a great start in the football game on Saturday.
Ferris State had a couple of close calls there in the playoffs, not the first round, but second. Pittsburgh State was a 3-point game, and Grand Valley State was a 3-point game. So you had a couple of close calls, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. And, you know, in fact, the final national rankings came out this week, and the teams ranked behind us, you know, we were obviously number one in the poll, but 2, 3, 4, and 5 we beat during the playoffs. So, you know, our region is as tough as they come with Pittsburgh State, Grand Valley State, who's our arch rival. You know, both of those teams were outstanding teams, and we were fortunate that, you know, we made enough plays in those games to get the win. And, you know, I think it really shows just how hard our region is. And, you know, I know our coach Anise has talked about it before. You know, they need to do a better job of splitting up the conferences in the region, because the MIAA and the GLIAC, which is our league, are two of the top conferences in the country, and really shows the strength of those leagues.
And no question, you had some talented individuals on the offensive side, defense, special teams. You got some studs playing on that field, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. You know, Caleb Murphy was kind of our leader. He was named the National Defensive Player of the Year, is going to be awarded actually today the Defensive End of the Year award, is the top defensive end in all of college football at any level. So he was an outstanding player for us, set an all-time record for most sacks in a season at any level. You know, he was kind of the leader of our team. We had a leader on the offensive line, Adam Seeler, who was a first-team All-American. His brother had played for us and now plays with the Miami Dolphins. So those two guys kind of were the leaders on each side of the football. But, you know, we have some outstanding talent and obviously guys that have been around the program and kind of waited their turn to get a chance to shine on the field.
Well, I'm sure for you, Rob, it never gets old. It never gets old doing these national championship, all the great playoff games into a championship game, does it?
No, it never does. Hard to believe that I've now broadcasted 4 national championship games, and 3 of them we've been fortunate to be on the winning side. So, you know, it's been a ton of fun. You know, just following Ferris State football over the last, 15, 20 years, you know, the way our program has grown and went from, you know, I think in 2009 we were a 1-10 team to where we are now, it's unreal that we've been able to achieve as much success as we have, you know, especially the last 5 or 6 years.
All right, what's the outlook now for next year? I'm sure already looking forward to spring ball, and next year, can this team win a 3rd straight?
You know, I certainly think it's capable. You know, there were a lot of people that probably doubted whether we could win a 2nd straight, and you know, the guys really put in some great time in the offseason. You know, I know right after the holidays last year, we already had guys back in working out, training. So there's a lot of guys committed to the success. You know, I think our offense is going to be tremendous next year, really picking up where they kind of left off at the end of this year. We got a lot of playmakers back on the offensive side of the ball. Then defensively, you know, a lot of young guys that saw a lot of action, but some key seniors that we'll have to replace. So, you know, I think it's certainly capable, but it's never an easy road, and they're going to have to put in the time and, you know, the work to make it happen.
Now you move on. You've got other sports to do. Other sports still in the winter months to keep you occupied, don't you?
Oh, we do. It's been an outstanding fall for our university. Our soccer team went to the national semifinals. Our volleyball team went to the Sweet 16. And, you know, our basketball teams are off to great starts. I think our hockey team's playing better. So now we transition, you know, kind of into the winter period here with basketball and hockey, and then obviously into the spring sports after that, where we, you know, we have some great teams as well. So it's never an ending task, but, you know, it's a lot of fun just being able to cover what our teams are able to do.
You bet, and you're having a ton of fun this year. How many, I always ask this every year, what's the year now at Ferris State? How many years now?
This is my 23rd year covering the Bulldogs and working in athletics. And you know, obviously my role has changed from I came in as an assistant sports information director. You know, wasn't doing a whole lot of play-by-play. Now I'm the play-by-play guy. I'm our associate AD, so involved in the game operations, oversee our external operations, you know, work with our athletic director, who's, you know, a great guy to work for, and just a lot of different things that we do on an everyday basis with a smaller staff. And, you know, it's really fun to see our student-athletes have the success that they've been able to achieve, you know, with the knowing how hard our coaches and our staff put time in over the course of the year.
You love the area, and it's been nice to you and your family, and I don't think you have any plans on leaving anytime soon, do you?
Not anytime soon. It's a little tough right now. I'm not sure my daughters would let me. I got one that's a freshman playing basketball, had a great year as a varsity golfer, played for the first time, and then my oldest one is a junior, and you know, she's in the band, choir, drama, so they keep us really busy, and you know, it's going to be tough to leave anytime soon with the two of those, you know, kind of finishing up high school.
So is your daughter a better golfer than you are?
I think so. She had never picked up a club until this past summer, and you know, was playing in the top five in their lineup at the end of the year, and played in the regional championships for a team that almost went to state. So had a great year, and I don't want to play her on the golf course anytime soon. I know that.
Oh, it's been fun, and wife and everybody's doing great. And as we touched on earlier, you're preparing for this. Like, we're not going to get the snow you guys are going to get. We're going to get the cold and the wind, but 2 feet of snow, is that right?
That's what they're saying, so we'll see. You never know if the weather forecasters are going to be right. But we went to Texas last week, and yeah, actually had my youngest daughter, Ava, on the trip with us with the team on our charter flight. And you know, we left there, it was in the 50s. We came back to Grand Rapids, and I think the wind gusts were at 20 miles an hour, and, you know, it was freezing temperatures, and it snow on the ground. So, you know, it had changed even in the 4 or 5 days since we had left. And, you know, they're forecasting a couple feet of snow, and hopefully we don't get that much, but it sounds like we're going to be snowed in here for the weekend.
Yep, you've got plenty to keep you occupied during that time, don't you?
Yeah, we certainly do, and just looking forward to getting the chance to, you know, to actually rest up a little bit and get ready for the second half of our athletic season.
Rob, always a pleasure. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. I'm glad you had a fun time during football, and we'll cross fingers you have a chance to do this all again next year.
Hey, that'd be fun. Thanks, Rich. I appreciate it.